Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party book. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party. We are a separate party from the Democrats and the Republicans. We are a party of one. That's you. The next song is "O Little Girl of Mine." This is a basic beginner's doo-wop song. All doo-wop began with this tune, and groups learned to practice harmony and interaction with each other musically by listening to how this group sang "O Little Girl of Mine," and the American people. We have to go back to being number one. We have to act as one. We have to be the United States. Those who divide us will enslave us. Those who take your guns away intend to kill you. We are in a communist takeover. And everybody's afraid to use the word communist. They say sissy words like liberal, Democrat, progressive, radical left. Friends, they're all communist. All the tactics are communist. When you see communist groups in Europe shouting Black Lives Matter, you know this is a communist international attack on the United States, and the goal is to stop an American from protecting Americans. And the only candidate that we have that's going to look out for us is President Trump. He takes no paycheck. He gives his money to good causes. He is looking out for us. He's putting in 20 hours a day to protect the United States. Our number one enemy is the communist media. Our number two enemy are the universities that are promoting communism. Our number three enemy is the Democrat Party. And our number four enemy are the rhino rats. So if you have a media mind, you've been brainwashed. The universities are swill pits for communism. You can't believe it. And you won't believe it when you come out of your house and see Russian tanks in the streets and Chinese road guards. Every missile in the communist world is pointed at you and me. Today is the 4th of July. Today we celebrate freedom and independence. God and country forever. You are very fortunate today to have lined up with me, because I just found a 50s repertoire of some of the finest 50s music in the land, the music that made America free. This is BD music, before drugs. And never forget this, drugs is chemical warfare created by the Russians and the Chinese to destroy the United States. If they can neutralize 25% of the population with drugs, that's 25% that can't fight to defend it. You think about that. So, having said that, happy 4th of July, and enjoy music of people who lived in freedom and were not brainwashed.
Well, you kiss them once, you gotta kiss them twice.
Pretty little thing, small girl.
During the Civil War, the average Union soldier was paid $12 a month. The average Confederate soldier was paid $8 a month. Only 6% of the Confederacy owned slaves. The third largest slave owner in Louisiana was black. The Louisiana Home Guard in the Confederate Army was black. Statues of Confederate generals should not be torn down. Statues of any Confederate should not be torn down, and they should all be put back up and paid for by the government that didn't protect them properly. The media will tell you that the stars and bars is the flag of slavery. Slavery existed in 11 southern states. But, like I said, only 6% of Confederates owned slaves. That means 94% didn't. Many Confederate soldiers were sharecroppers. They didn't even own the land they fought and died for. Those who divide us will destroy us. They will enslave us. Civil War is over. The same people who fought against us in the Civil War now serve the Union flag and are more patriotic than some of us. All their monuments should go back. Their flag should be given a place of honor. And rule number one, you never kick a man when he's down. We could use a little more love and a little less anti-Americanism. So don't let anybody play you, no matter what color you are. Don't let anybody play you for a fool. Be careful who you follow. So we'll now turn to another rock and roll number from the 50s.
And
Did you watch Mount Rushmore last night? 7,500 people all loved the president. Yeah, they were selected for their love of country. Yeah, they all wanted to be there, to be with the president and celebrate the 4th of July. Did you see how happy Melania looked? Do you know how hard the Democrats tried to get her to divorce President Trump? All the crap they spun about her. She won't hold his hand. Well, she was holding his hand last night. And he was hugging her waist. And she had, first time I seen her really smile. Because a lot of that hostile pressure, it must take an effect on a woman. But their goal was to have Melania divorce Trump. That would have ruined them. That would have stopped them from being president a second term. But I got news for you. I just checked with my polls. And my polls are from Poland. And their names are Stasiu and Wanda. And they are predicting that President Trump will get, on November the 3rd, 80 million votes. And he is so going to be so charged up because he's also getting all the electrical votes. So we'll give you another tune. Welcome to America. Great country to be in. Do you know there are immigrants that come that have been here for a while? They're disappointed. It isn't the same America that they came to. We gotta readjust our image. We gotta be one nation, and those who divide us will enslave us, all of us. And if we ever fall, the last words that you will hear are not, "Kill the white man, kill the black man, kill the Latino, kill the Oriental." The last words that you will hear are, "Shoot the Americans." So if you're going to die like one, you might as well live with us as one. Here's your tune.
The closer you are, the brighter the stars in the sky. And I think I realize you're the one in my life. Oh,
I gave you two predictions. Trump, on November the 3rd, will get 80 million votes. Trump, by September the 15th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average will have returned to its high figure of 30,000. And now I'm going to give you another prediction. By mid-September, as we go into the full campaign mode, Fox News will become fixed news and will betray Trump. And they're already doing it. This week, they got Ed Henry, a supposed conservative, not too conservative for me, but they got him on sex crime charges. It turns out that when he was 9 years old, he played a doctor and nurse with little Mary Ellen. And now Mary Ellen is bringing charges against Ed Henry. It seems that they played doctor and nurse, and Mary Ellen diagnosed Ed with a fever, and she treated him with medicine, cinnamon red hots. And so, therefore, now Fox has found another way to get rid of another conservative. So-called conservative. Beware of conservatives who say they're conservative. If you see a conservative website that has an ad selling marijuana, they're not conservative. They're comunistas. They're drogas. Unbelievable. Well, time to go back to the world of innocence, where love was forever. And the saying was, when you told your mommy you made a bad marriage, the saying was, you made your bed, now lay in it. And everybody had babies. Everybody had babies, tons of babies. Today, babies are against the law in China and in the USA. In communist USA, comrade. Bartender, a champagne. I have a Trump coupon.
Yeah.
What was great about the 50s? The 60s were the beginning of the end. The 50s was the last age of innocence. There was no pill. There was no weed. Weed was just being introduced in the end of the 50s. I remember because I grew up in Harlem. And I remember as weed moved uptown Manhattan. It was at 110. It was at 42nd Street. Then it got up to 110th Street, 125th Street, 137th Street. It was like a train stop. And in my neighborhood, Washington Heights, weed had not arrived yet. Yeah, there was one or two guys, but they were the exception, not the rule. Most of the people in my crowd were all beer drinkers. Or seven and sevens. That's Seagram's seven and seven up. And when you hollered to the bar, seven and seven, the barmaid would holler back, 14. It was a true age of innocence. And we all had good educations. We had the best. We had the best. I just looked at my yearbook from Bishop Dubois High School, 155th Street in Amsterdam Avenue. 25 priests, 25 Marist brothers. There were no lay people. And they were all good people. They were the best. They were the best teachers. And we were very fortunate. Today it is very sad what's going on. They won't even allow kids in bad neighborhoods to get vouchers. There's a school for girls that's 97 years old in the Bronx. It's called Aquinas. It's a girls' school, all girls. And they're closing. This is the last graduating class. After 97 years. They can't get no government aid because they're a religious school. You mean to tell me that they can't give out vouchers for everything but religious instructions? Religion is a class, so that means you don't, the class you accept, you separate it from math, Spanish, history, and you just don't pay for religious instructions. You pay for everything else. But the left, the communist left, hates Jesus Christ. And they want to see his name removed like a statue. But sadly, who's in that school? Latinos and African Americans. Well-behaved, well-trained, well-educated, well-mannered. They all wear uniforms. It is sad. They're the losers. And that's a victory for the communists. The dumber you are, the easier you are to control. So, the 50s were the golden years of the USA. And the greatest generation gave us our lives to live. And they took the bullets for us. So what happened? People used to get together on street corners and on stoops. And they would practice harmony. And out of every neighborhood came one or two groups of singers. So it was a people's movement. It was a young kids movement. And all of the doo-wop groups came out of that era. And it was talent developing and a chance to make some money. But of course, when you look at the 60s and you go into disco, as those kids built a beautiful dance routine and beautiful music. But what happened? The drug dealers came in and took it over. And then you had dancing junkies. And then they couldn't get up to dance anymore. No. Purity, body, and flavor used to be a beer commercial. But it's also the way you should live. So let's go back to rock and roll of the people. Okay, we're back. I just wanted to say one other thing. The two groups that you heard, you don't know who they are. The first song, Pretty Little Things Called Girls, is the Del Vikings. It was a group of guys, I think three white guys, two black guys, that formed. They were Air Force buddies. They served on the same Air Force base. And they had a number of hits. There'll be Blue Clouds Over, The White Cliffs of Dover. That was a song about World War II. And Johnny will sleep in his own little bed again. It was about waiting for the war to end so that the people of London could bring their families back from the countryside, back to London, which was bombed out by the Germans. So the Del Vikings, my favorite song with the Del Vikings, has a Spanish beat to it. If I find it, I'll play it for you. Is It Any Wonder is the name of that song. Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell that I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. That's what songs used to be about. Poetry of love to music. What do they got now? I knocked that hoe out in the elevator. I dragged her out by her feet. Give me a break, man. Go, American. Wake her up. Okay, back to work.
I'm through with my old love. I loved her through and through. I'm searching for a new love. Can that new love be you?
I wanna Sunday kind of love.
What I do,
heaven hold it, money drop
off.
I want a love to heaven to hold.
What I do,
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Sunday kind of love.
I want a love that's on the square.
What I do,
and on a road that leads nowhere.
What I
do, I want a love to heaven to hold.
What I do,
I want a Sunday kind of love.
Now starting phase two of Rock and Roll, 4th of July, 2020. From the 50s. The next tune is called Heart and Soul. This tune is one of the tunes that when you first learn piano, this is the notes that you play. Heart and Soul. And then in the 40s, the World War II generation had Heart and Soul, the song. And then in the 50s, that generation did their version of Heart and Soul. So this is the doo-wop version of Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
Stole a kiss,
there in the night.
what embrace can do. Come on and look at me. You got me loving you madly.
Yeah.
That little kiss that you stole.
Are
you so?
Yes,
so. Are
you
so?
Are
you so?
Yes, so.
All my heart.
One thing I didn't tell you about rock and roll, in the 50s, a lot of churches had rock and roll dances on the weekends. So guys would go to Corpus Christi at 125th Street. They would go to Good Shepherd uptown around 206th Street. And as we got older and reached the drinking age of 18, which is now banned in New York because you're not mature enough. But you got to be 21, I think, now in New York. Is that right? Am I right? But anyway, there was a place out in Queens by the Throgs Neck Bridge, which was run by a Catholic parish. And they had a bar in there, and they had a giant dance floor, and it was amazing to see how some couples could dance. They were fantastic. They were almost professional. It was very nice. I remember walking into a doo-wop night at Good Shepherd, and as the rock and roll band was leaving the stage, a Latino band got up on the stage, and they were fantastic. So you went from slow romantic dancing to losing weight. Here's a sample. When I talk to people in my age and I ask them how you met your wife, 80% say they met him at a church dance. Our heritage is our history. If we can't learn from our history, we'll have no heritage. And there are people out there that want to destroy. I often say that when the last World War II vet dies, the communists, the number one enemy of the truth, is the most dangerous. It's the media. AOL is censorship. Yahoo is censorship. NBC is censorship. The New York Times is censorship. The Washington Post is censorship. The Daily News in New York is a disgrace. The media controls the minds of the people. The media does not post all of the pro-Trump blogs. If they did, Trump would be ahead by more than he is now. Beware the media. The Huffington Post was sold to AOL for $300 million. The Huffington Post built their value on the backs of students who worked for no pay. And they didn't get anything. They didn't even get a thank you. You don't need that kind of love. You need real love, like love of country. You see all the people that are trying to get in here? You know what the Indians say? The Indians from Bengal and Calcutta and Kerala. You know what they say? We want to go to the country that has the fattest poor people. That's us. Everybody's overweight here. You can't hide that. You can only get a bigger shirt. But that's where we're at. The media and Hollywood is definitely, that's the devil's divide. Hollywood is bad news. And you know what? They don't have any decent actors anymore. All you get is crap. On my cable channel, I'll get to watch this week. Let's say they have 100 movies. 80 of them are from Days of Yore. I'm paying every week to see the same old Shiite. It's ridiculous. But the media is the big brainwashing tool of the Communist Party. And you're going to find that out. Here, try this. Go to Yahoo and type in Trump is love and send it to Yahoo. Count to 17 seconds. If it's still up there, you got another 5 seconds left. So maybe that should be the test before you get on a website. TikTok is run by the Chinese. Do you want to be brainwashed from Beijing? Oh, they could never brainwash me. You better check your lefty. I bet you got a drain plug in there already. The media is the number one enemy of the American people. Hollywood is a tool of the Communist Party. You don't believe that, and nobody will say the word communist. They don't dare say the word communist. That word has been removed from the American Slave Dictionary. Say the word communist and see what happens. But that's what we're fighting, folks. It's all communist tactics. When you see Black Lives Matter in Paris, Germany, and England, you know that's all coming out of Moscow. And China's not too far behind. Very soon there's going to be a realization among the Russians that they are the second greatest communist nation. And they're not going to like it. Let me find you another tune. You got to vote Trump. If you want to live, vote Trump. Because like I say, there's somebody looking at your house right now, figuring how many people they can get in there after they throw you out. He's like the guy that ran up the hill leading the charge, and he turns around and there's nobody behind him. In order for you to live better, in order for you to live in peace, you have to vote for Donald Trump. You have to vote for the president of all the people. It is Donald Trump and the people against the Democrats and the Rhino Rats. Never forget that. It's you, me, and Trump against everybody. And if you do that, and the Liberty Tree gets three branches, you're not going to believe. If you can imagine what he did with all the opposition and the millstones around his neck, can you imagine what he's going to do when he's got an open field? Remember this, in communism, the only one that gets to make the money is the guy on top. Everybody else dies. Time for another tune. Time to go, Gypsy Woman.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around the campfire light, a lovely woman in motion, with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you,
gypsy woman. I love you, gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love her. I love her.
A gypsy woman.
A gypsy woman.
A gypsy woman.
Sit down to talk for a while. In your heart. each step
draws you closer,
closer to the eye.
Then you put a ring on a finger, then the tears start flowing a while. Then you'll know she's yours forever, while
each step
draws you closer,
closer to the eye.
How'd you like that one? Being it's the 4th of July, I thought it would be only appropriate to play the second choice for a national anthem. Now the communists want us to take down the Star Spangled Banner. So maybe we should put up the battle hymn of the Republic. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free. Ooh, I don't think they would like that. No. For you know it, everybody be taking a knee for Jesus instead of the NFL. Okay, I was trying to give you, it don't mean a thing because it ain't got that swing. So we'll bounce back to that now.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is sing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just give that rhythm everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. Makes no difference if it's sweet or hard. You just get that rhythm, everything you've got. Well, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what, 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 do what. I do what, 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 do what. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Beautiful. We're going to go to Brazil, but they're going to be singing in Spanish. Gloria Estefan and a Brazilian group. And I lost it. There's Santo Santo. Let me see if I can find it real quick. No, I'm not going to find it. Okay. We'll give you the turbans when you dance. 50s.
When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill.
Oh,
is Santo Santo. It was a hymn in Brazil, and somebody took it and made it half a hymn and half a love song. Gloria Estefan. Everybody.
Devuélveme aquel cariño, santo, santo del amor. Devuélveme. from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony. Sing with the strain of my heart.
Whoa, like a breath of spring. I heard a robin sing about a destiny apart.
Kate Smith song, a great American, she loved God and country. The communists have labeled her a racist from the grave. Her tune is that she introduced during the war years, God Bless America. It's a tune everybody can sing. Well, I guess that's not working.
Hello, okay. Everybody.
There she goes.
I loved making this album for you, and I sincerely hope that you'll enjoy this tribute to musical America. Thank you.
Communists don't love her. They hate her. I'm going to play you a closing tune. It's known as the Star Spangled Banner. The song in particular was recorded on a vinyl record by the cast of World War II. In 1944, this song was cut. And it represents everybody who fought and fell in World War II. From the 16-year-olds who washed up on the beach in Omaha and Normandy. And we can even reach back to the Civil War to a Southern drummer boy who died. He was probably all of 12 years old. And never forget, only 6% of the Confederates owned slaves. They didn't even own the land that they fought for. And when they got to Gettysburg, they couldn't get over the fact that the stores had shoes and they had none. So the Stars and the Bars is the heritage of the South. And they're not going to give it up. You can take it down, but they're not giving it up. It should be respected as if it was the Star Spangled Banner, because they all came home to the one country and they've been fighting and dying for that country ever since. And they deserve respect and love. The communists are the ones who destroyed the Southland, especially Hollywood and the media. It's really sad. But it's easy to control the ignorant and the stupid. Apologize for the 47 scratches in this record. It represents 8,000 men who died as quickly as that scratch was made. God bless America. Viva Cristo Rey. God bless Donald Trump and all he's trying to do for this country. And if you don't wake up, one day you will be in chains and speak in a foreign language. Listen to the ocean's roar. Taps comes first. Here comes the ocean's roar.